Adventures of Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are based upon the action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the full-color comic supplement which is delivered to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Jim Bradley, Shanghai Lil, and Kolu, the faithful Hindu, are deep in the Malay jungle engaged in an exciting tiger hunt. The natives have constantly urged them on to greater efforts, claiming the tigers are stealing food and children. But Jim is convinced the natives are really after the abandoned rifles of an ill-fated expedition, this being their only way of gaining possession of the valuable bang guns of the white man. So far, the hunt has netted no tigers.
Kolu see big tiger tracks.
Near the waterhole?
Yes, on far side. They go in the jungle.
Could you follow?
Kolu no try. Kolu come tell Tuan Jim.
Jim, what's the news?
Tiger tracks, Lil.
Biggest tracks Kolu ever see.
They almost fooled me at first. I tried to follow them, but the grass and all...
Oh, that's a good way of committing suicide. Those beasts are smarter than natives at doubling back.
Hey, get some bamboo, Kolu. We'll build a platform.
So at last we're going to have some action.
Maybe, Lil.
I tried to get Harvey to go on a hunt while we were in Borneo.
Why wouldn't he?
Because we couldn't go on unless we both had guns, and he didn't want me to have one.
Lil, a woman without a gun is more dangerous than a tiger.
Oh.
Here, bamboo, Tuan Jim.
Come on. Here's Obo. Bring Carrie.
Oh.
Missy Lil come too.
Sure. Where are the gun boys? Oh, bang! Now, come on, Lil. Got to keep your eyes open.
Yeah.
This old gentleman might slip up while we're setting the stage for the show.
Let me get the canteens, too. Might as well fill them at the waterhole while we're there.
Boy, take big carry bamboo. Fill platform. Shoot tigers.
Let's see. Guns, canteens, bamboo. Okay. This reminds me of the night we attacked Brandt's camp in Borneo.
Hey, I almost spoiled that.
Our attack?
Yeah, one of the natives at the camp came in with the news that the cannibals were on the warpath, and I got scared.
I've never known why they didn't kill us.
Kolu, no.
I begged for a guard around the camp that night, but Brandt and Smithers laughed at me. They said the natives were always claiming tribes were on the warpath.
Which is true, of course.
They gave me one sentry, the fellow who reported seeing you on the Mars.
Oh, but he was the sentry we overpowered.
And I screamed.
Yes, and that was the first hint I had that you were there in camp. Was I excited? 100 cannibals attacking a camp under my leadership and hearing a woman scream. Well, I didn't know what would happen.
I barred the door and the window.
Wait. Keep this side, waterhole. Tiger tracks over there.
Yeah. Put bamboo here. Boy, bamboo over here.
Can you use that tree?
Yeah, that natural fork there. Bridge over it. It's high enough. No tiger should be able to reach it.
Tracks very big.
Maybe these native stories are true.
Kolu climb tree with native. Make platform now.
Sure. Up, Zobo. Better take those clamps with you to tie up the sticks.
I'll fill the canteen.
Okay. Here, I'll take the gun.
Kolu go up first. Make frame. Boys, throw bamboo up.
Jim, come here.
What's the matter? Fall in?
No. Look.
What? Footprints.
That's a human foot.
But only three toes.
You remember the native who they told us was killed by the tiger last week after he visited our camp?
He had three toes, all right.
But is that track a week old?
No, Lil. That track was made last night.
I can't figure it out.
There's something funny.
What could he gain by our thinking he was dead? What do we care?
Native minds work in funny grooves. We've just had to keep on our guard, is all. Whatever happens, we've got to be ready.
Mm-hmm. Isn't the water clear?
Yes, but don't fall in that little hole, Lil. You might be surprised at its depth.
It turns a bright blue down in there at noon.
And an emerald green at dawn.
And a burning gold at sunset.
And the tigers come to gaze at themselves. Fill the canteens, Lil.
Sure.
A little further on the end there, Kolu. Lil and I will both be up there.
Yes, it's one. More sticks.
Yeah, that's it. Put four, maybe a dozen out there, Kolu.
Yes, it's
one. Oh, that's going to be swell, and it's safe up there, too. No tiger could jump that high.
We aren't intending to let them try. Some of the bigger ones have leaped that high in their time, though.
One, Jim. Kolu, see, track. Big tiger.
Kolu, what are you doing? Trying to scare us?
More on the end there, Kolu. That limb will hold us all right. One time, Kolu and I built a treehouse in Borneo. And when we woke up in the morning, there were 7 snakes there with us.
Oh, I hate snakes.
Fortunately, none of them were poisonous.
That wouldn't make any difference to me.
It would if one had struck you.
No, it wouldn't, because if the poison didn't get me, I'd die of fright anyway.
Oh, that's enough.
A couple across this side to strengthen it.
I saw a native one killed by a boa.
Funny world we live in. Dog eats dog. But nobody has learned to do it with the efficiency of a civilized man.
He's not going to put on a balcony, too, is he?
Balcony? Oh, no. No, that's an old trick of Colo's. That extra stick up above, well, you can use it as a handrail, a rest for your gun, or a stick, if you need it, to poke down some animal throat.
Okay, Colo, that's very good. Is it solid?
Very good, solid.
Now all we need is a pedigreed tiger.
Listen, lady, that's all they have down here.
Night come soon. Go on, give Missy Lil one stay a while. Colo go back camp, fix dinner. If tiger no come soon, you come back to camp.
Not a bad idea, Colo. We have the guns. Anyway, we can try out the platform. And if we want to make any changes, we can tomorrow.
Okay, I guess there won't be any snakes there tonight.
Not yet, anyway.
It looks like a swell platform.
Want a lift?
I can get it. There.
Good.
Hand me my gun.
Oh, yes, you might want that. Ready? I'm coming up now. Oh, say, what's this Tarzan guy got that I haven't, huh?
A movie career.
Well, look. Colo sure did a swell job up here.
He's a great fellow, Jim. Where'd you get him?
Lil, someday I'll tell you. It's one of the most fantastic stories of my whole life.
Any more fantastic than how you found me?
You know, Shaughnessy's Cafe?
Someday I'll tell you how I happened to be there.
Well, it looks like we're in for a storytelling contest.
No, not tonight. You have to be in just the right mood when I tell mine. It isn't logical. It doesn't make sense. You won't believe it, but you'll know it's true.
Every day of my life, you reassure me of my inability to do justice to the enigma of women.
Such a remark. When we're stalking tigers, darling, it should only be made in a book.
In a book?
Where they have to stall a few pages before the tiger could come on the scene until the hero gives his definition of women.
It would take more than a few pages. It would take a few books for me to do that.
Well, who cares when the moon is coming up over the Malay jungle and there's a giant tiger somewhere.
Quiet, quiet, Lil.
Someone running through the...
It's Colo. Here, Colo!
Big brother, come. Native boys all gone.
The natives have gone.
All but Zobo and brother. Someone come to camp and look through all baggage. Drive away natives.
Anything stolen?
No, but see big tracks on ground. Native foot, only three toes.
Three toes?
The same one.
One, Jim, one, come.
Say, did you hear that?
Tiger.
Yeah. Come on up here, Colo. There's a tiger down there. Come on, hurry up.
I'll get over here for you.
Oh, there's room for all of us.
Camp all mixed up. Some tents down, tables turn over.
Oh, who cares about the camp, Colo? There's a tiger down there.
Three toes. What could that native be?
Everybody gone. All natives gone but Zobo and brother.
Well, good riddance. There. It's closer this time. Are you all set?
One, Jim, take chance. Out far on platform.
He's branched bend. Easy. Do you still think it's safe, Jim?
It's going to be up to us to shoot before he gets the idea of jumping.
Now, don't forget, Jim. I've never shot a tiger, so give me your first crack at him.
Look. Look there along the path. Boy, I never saw such a big one before. He's a monster.
As the jungle beast stealthily pads into view, Jungle Jim, Lil, and Colo sit tensely awaiting the moment when the tiger will spring into the air, the victim or the victor of this jungle combat. For the moment, the mystery of the attack on their camp and the marking of the human foot with three toes have vanished from their mind. Meanwhile, far away in Singapore at Jungle Jim's hotel, another thread of adventure is gradually being woven into the exciting tapestry of Jim Bradley's life. A tall, swarthy American is just arriving at the hotel clerk's desk.
Boy?
Yes, sir.
Get this gentleman's luggage.
Yes, sir. An American, eh?
You can spot them all, I guess.
Well, ours is a cosmopolitan hotel, sir. We have plenty of opportunity to learn the characteristics.
Well, you're quite right. I am from America. I am Major Breeze.
You have a bath or shower, Major?
Why, a single room with shower, please.
All right, now. You just sign here, please.
Certainly.
That's by the day or a week?
Why, by the day, I think. Do you have a James Bradley registered here?
Jungle Jim Bradley?
That's right.
I'm sorry, Major Breeze, but Jungle Jim Bradley left 2 weeks ago on a tiger hunt.
Oh?
I don't know when he'll be back. Shall I change that to by the week?
No. No, I think not. I'm not staying at all. I guess there's nothing for me but to go out after him. My business with him can't wait.
Well, it won't be easy finding him in the jungle, sir. He should be back in a couple of weeks, or a month at most.
Why, if I waited a month, does he have an office here? A manager?
A manager?
Yes, I heard he went in for manhunts and such.
Oh, yes. Jungle Jim just caught the ghost of the Java Seas. And before that, he broke up a ring of spies plotting against the warlords of northern China.
Oh, yes. Who handles his business for him?
Oh, no one, sir. That is no one that I know of. Jim Bradley works alone. That is, with the exception of Kolu and Miss Lily DeVril.
Oh, who are they?
Well, I don't just know, but they all work together. They helped him in North China and with the Borneo pirates. Jungle Jim Bradley, he's caught some big ones.
Well, my friend, those adventures are child's play compared to the one ahead of Jim Bradley now. Oh, hire me guides and natives, will you? Money is no item. I'm heading into the jungle to find Jim Bradley.
If the Borneo pirates and the northern China warlords were only child's play compared to Jungle Jim's next adventure, we don't envy him what's ahead for him. But before Major Breeze can reach him, there is a giant tiger to be silenced, and that's a little job which is not child's play either. So we'll see what happens when we hear the next chapter in the exciting adventures of Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim, pictured in full colors in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper, is but one of the entertainment features in this great comic supplement. Containing the world's largest comics and adventure stories, the Comic Weekly is filled with entertaining and amusing action pictures appealing to all the family. There's Barney Google, The Little King, Jiggs and Maggie, The Katzenjammer Kid, The Exciting Adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. These and others are to be found every Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the full-color comic supplement, which is included with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim next week on this station at the same time. Be sure to tune in.